Chapter 12, The Love Bug. On May 4, 2000, the devastating love bug computer virus was unleashed on the internet. The virus originated in the Philippines, but it quickly spread westward around the globe as individuals and businesses began their mornings by opening their emails. The love bug traveled via email attachment. A person would receive an email with the subject line, "I love you." Naturally, the receiver would be curious to see who had sent them such a nice message. Upon opening the email, the receiver would read the lines, "Kindly check the attached love letter coming from me." The unsuspecting individual would then click on the email's attachment and unleash computer chaos, while the computer user would sit and wonder why they couldn't see a love letter on the screen. The attachment was busy within the computer. The program would search the user's email address book and send copies of their "love you" email to everyone listed, and then the malicious program went on to delete various music, video, and image files within the computer. As the love bug traveled around the world, it infected businesses and government computers all across Europe and North America. Japan missed out on much of the damage caused by the virus because the country was on a public holiday most of that week. China also escaped any major problems caused by the virus, but in Europe, 80% of the email companies in Sweden had to shut down because their systems were overloaded by the virus. Businesses in Switzerland, Denmark, and Norway were also heavily hit by the love bug. And in England, the troublesome email message caused problems for British Telecom, the BBC, and even the British House of Commons. Then the love bug jumped across the Atlantic to invade the United States. Businesses in the United States did a little better than those in Europe simply because they had been warned about the spreading virus beforehand. But even that forewarning did not stop the love bug from temporarily shutting down email services in Ford Motor Company, the ABC Television Network, and the United Nations offices. It even turned up in the computers of some senators in Washington, D.C., and in high-security government computers. Internet security companies quickly went to work to create antivirus programs that would protect computers from the love bug. But another problem quickly emerged. Just as the first wave of the virus was passing, other variations of the love bug began to appear. These variations appeared as innocent Mother's Day messages and even as love bug antivirus downloads. Obviously, hackers who were infected by the original virus used the destructive program they were sent to create their own virus emails. By the time it was finished, the love bug cost businesses and computer users around the world more than $10 billion. And who was finally to blame for all this damage? The suspected culprit turned out to be a 24-year-old computer science student in Manila named Onel de Guzman. Of course, he never admitted to sending the love bug. He only said he helped create the original program using ideas from the thesis he planned to write for his degree. But his professors rejected thesis idea, and de Guzman dropped out of college. Surprisingly, de Guzman did not go to jail for what he did. When the love bug was released in May, the Philippines did not have any laws against high-tech crimes such as this. The country quickly passed a law the next month, but the new law could not be used to punish de Guzman for his past crime. So in the end, no one ended up being punished for creating the virus.